Today's daf is daf vav, so we take it from the top line, the last word, v'ikadami. V'ikadami, there's another version of the discussion above that says, Amar of Yosef says, Hakasuv karo acher, she'ein ben zugo sharishon, she'ze hotzi risho mi beso, ze hechnis risho l'toch beso. So we're talking about here the word acher, the pasuk beforehand, was referring to, v'yatsu mi beso v'halcha v'haitz l'ish acher. So if a woman was divorced, she left the house of her husband, her first husband, she went and got married to somebody else. So what was the drush you were making earlier? So the Gemara wanted to know that when the situation where she's a sota, she's already sota, but she didn't have a chance to drink, and then her husband dies in mace, the Mishnah told us chaletas, she's not allowed to do yibum in that case, only if they're really married. But once it's a sota, that already somewhat severs the marriage. And we don't allow yibum, but at the same time, it doesn't completely sever the marriage if the husband dies. So then we have to advise chalitza. And the Gemara asks, why not do yibum? What's wrong with yibum? So the Gemara says again, it has to be when she goes to l'isha acher, v'lo liyavam. So what was the drasha before? So the drush we were making before, that if she goes to the ish acher, so of course she goes to the ish acher. If she gets divorced, of course she's permitted to get married to somebody else if she gets divorced. So it must be referring to a situation that even a case where she's not completely divorced, she can't go to an ish acher, she can't go to her brother-in-law. What's a case where she's not completely divorced? It must be the situation where she is a sota, where she's somewhat connected to her husband but not completely connected, and she's not permitted to go to an ish acher, only when there's a case of a divorce. So now the Gemara says, V'kadamri, Amar of Yosef, again, the top of Vav, Hakasav karo acher, the person refers to him as acher, says Rashi. What does it mean, Hakasav karo acher? The Mishanosa, the one who marries her, is called an acher. That, so the Gemara continues, we'll read Rashi, we'll finish Rashi, I guess. Vat amris tizyabim, v'tarame le bal karcho. So we're going to allow her to get married to the brother-in-law. We're referring to the husband now as acher. In a case where she's a sota, the husband's acher. So certainly, when the husband dies, the brother-in-law will certainly not be considered, would yibum be allowed. So again, the Gemara says, Hakasav kara acher, shein ben zugo sharishom, shezeh hotzi risho bibeso, zeh hechnis risho l'toch beso. So we refer to this husband and wife are considered distant from each other because the husband's trying to get rid of any of the zunus that was in his house. So now we're going to advise the brother to take her in the house and bring rishis into her house. Sir, that amris tizyabim nami yivume. We're going to advise the brother to perform yibum and marry her. Certainly not. So Amar Baye says, if that's the case, if that's the logic we're learning here, so elamiata, if that's the case, nisis la'acher umeis bilabanim lo tizyabim. If she gets married to somebody else and the other person dies, it's the same sota. The sota gets divorced the first husband. Now she marries a second husband, and that second husband dies without any children. We should say lo tizyabim. We should allow her, the brother now of the second marriage, to perform yibum with her. The kasev karo acher, that the pasuk refers to her and him, the relationship is acher. So she has a chaloshem acher. She's a chaloshem rasha. So in any situation, we shouldn't ever allow somebody and encourage somebody to perform yibum, even in a second marriage. So the Gemara explains gavei dahai miha b'shem tov havakaima. With respect to the second husband, she has a shem tov. She has a good name, a good reputation. Rashi explained. B'shem tov havakaima. V'ikil meimar hadrbe. She did tshuva. She was chozer. V'ein kari acher el hanosim etoch almonos o gerishin al mishal kilkul tachtov. It's only referring to someone who died or divorced her while this nus was taking place. But in a situation where she got remarried completely, she's a clean slate. And perhaps she did tshuva. Perhaps you could say in Pnimius, because when a person gets married, the Chazal tells us it's the day of Yom Kippur, she gets full tshuva, so maybe she's a full, complete mechila v'kapara, and she's allowed to start with the clean slate, and therefore we give her the benefit of the doubt. So Gemara now says, Rav Amar kal v'chomer. He wants to use the kal v'chomer to teach us what? Im nesra b'mutter la ba'asa la lo kol shekein. You know why? We're trying to still figure out the question why in the situation where she becomes a sota and she doesn't drink the waters just yet. Then her husband dies without any children. We say the brother-in-law is not allowed to do yibum. So Rava says, I'll tell you why. It's a kal v'chomer. Im nesa mutalo, if we're forbidding the husband who was previously muta to her, so certainly the brother who's initially usher, certainly he should still be usher to her. So Amalei Bai says back to Rava now, El miyata, if that's the case, a kohen gadol shekidesh es halmano. A Kohen Gadol who marries an Amana who's not allowed to, the Kohen Gadol must marry a Basula, a woman who's never been married before. But let's say he does marry Amana anyways, which is an Isalav. Umes, and then he dies. The Yeshlo Ach, Kohen Hedyot. Now he has a brother. A brother, of course, is going to be a Kohen, and he's a Kohen Hedyot. Lo Tisyabim, that Kohen Hedyot shouldn't be able to marry the Kohen Gadol's wife, now the widow. Why? Because Im Nesra B'Mutala, Basla L'Kol Shigen, if we're prohibiting the one who's Mutater, surely we should prohibit the one who's Aser. Who's the one Mutater now?
Mutter is a strange phrase, the Kohen Gadol.
Right. So let's look at Tosos maybe. And Rashi. See Rashi, Lo Tisyabim. Actually, we probably have to read some of the previous Rashis. Let's go to Rashi Ella. So Rashi says Ella Hachi Parach Eishes Kohen Shinenza. Eishes Kohen who's raped. Vinesa Olav now becomes also to the Kohen. It's the one we're doing now. This right one. Right, this must be a different case. This is later on. I think what I was going to explain later on what this means, because it's very, as you said, very strange to refer to this as Aser and Mutter. Let's just see if there's any level of understanding here. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, what do you mean? So again, let's get the response. Amalei Abaye, let's go back up to Abaye for a moment. Amalei Abaye says, to you, Rava, El miyate in a Kohen Gadol, shekidish is halmana, which is also umes in the Kohen Gadol dalis, v'yesh la'achi, it's a brother Kohen Hedyot. Lo tisyabe, we shouldn't allow the brother now to marry the almana. Why? Because im nasu b'mutalo, if she's also to the one who's mutter to him, namely that of the almana, then ba'asa la lokoshke, and the one who's also the brother-in-law, certainly that should be aser. So Gemara says, Nesra? Ha'isira v'kaima. Nesra implies that he became aser, that the almana became aser to the Kohen Gadol. But Ha'isur V'kaima, it was also in the first place for the Kohen Gadol to marry the Almana. Good morning.
Morning, just give me a point.
Yeah, we are around 10 lines down.
And Bob.
Yeah, we're right before the Mishnah, a few lines before the Mishnah. We're in the middle of Kal V'chomer, on Vav and Aleph. So the Gemara said, Ha Nesra, Ha'isur V'kaima, the beginning, it wasn't that it was a new Nesra became Aser suddenly. The Kohen Gadol was Aser in the beginning to marry the Almana. So mutila aser lahu. We refer to this as mutter, that the Kohen Gadol is mutter to marry the almana. It's aser to marry an almana. So Ella, what the response of Abaye was supposed to be was as follows: Eishes Kohen shenensa, the wife of a Kohen who becomes nensa was raped, and the halacha is a Eish Kohen whose nensa is now aser to her husband. Umeis, then the brother, rather the husband dies. V'yesh l'ach, and they had a brother who's alive. Yesh l'ach cholo. The brother's a chalal. He's a product of a marriage of his father. Kohen married a grusha, let's say, for example, a divorcee. So he's only a chalal. So they're half brothers, I would imagine. The first Kohen is a full fledged Kohen, and he dies, and his half brother is a chalal. It's not really a din of a Kohen. So we should say lo tisyabim. The chalal now shouldn't perform the mitzvah of yibum for his brother who just passed away. Why? Because im nesu b'mutala. If this woman now, the widow, became asa to that, to who was to mutter, meaning that her husband, the Kohen, was mutter. She was raped, so now became aser. So if she's now aser to her mutter husband, but aser l'koshkin should not be obvious, should not be kal v'chomer that she should be aser to the brother-in-law who was always aser to her, because you can't marry a brother-in-law. So the Gemara says, no, ones be Yisrael mishashari v'gavi dehai laka Yisura. Because with respect to Ones was only Aser, this woman became Aser to her husband, because her husband happens to be a Kohen. But that's unique to Kohanim. But in general, the case of Ones is Mutter. Ones, if someone, a woman, a wife, is raped, Rachman of the Tzlan, she does not become Aser to her husband, typically speaking. So this brother-in-law, who's a Chalal now, who's a full-fledged Yisrael, so he's not subject to the Yisrim of Ones, and therefore he would be permitted to marry and perform Yibum with this brother, with his widow, and you can't apply the Kal V'chomer. So the Kal V'chomer of Rava still stands. Again, we wanted to know, the initial question was, how do we know that the case where she becomes a Sota, and she doesn't drink the waters yet, and the husband dies, we say, Chalita, but not to do Yibum. Why not do Yibum? So the according to last understanding of the Gemara, but Rava says, because if she becomes Aser, the Sot becomes Aser to her mother husband, she's now Aser. So certainly she should be remain Aser to the brother-in-law who was always Aser to her. And that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay, the Mishnah now tells us, Eilu Asurus Mila'echol B'Tshuma. Excuse me, I just need a little drink here.
My mouth is all parched while I was speaking last night.
Okay, so the Mishnah says, Ve'elu asurus mila'echol b'truma, the following people are asur, ti truma. Ha'omeres, a woman who says, she's obviously referring to a woman who's married to a kohen, otherwise she can't eat truma, so an eshes kohen. She says the following. So, ha'omeres, t'me'ani l'cho, I am tamei to you. Or she says, shebo edim, or others come, edim come and say, she t'me'a, she's tamei. Or Bahalmeris Aini Shosa, she refuses to drink the waters, which case she's going to remain in the status of being a sota. Ushabala Aini Rochalashkosa, or in a situation where the husband refuses to make her drink. Ushabala Baal Lebaderch, or in a situation where after being declared a sota, having the din of a sota, the husband had been with her in the interim before she actually drank the sota. Any of those instances where she's going to be asati truma, either because she admits becoming tamei, or Adam say she was tamei, or there's a refusal to drink the water, then we don't know what the result will be. She remains asati truma. Okay. So just Rashi explains us that the last situation doesn't seem to fit so well. The first case is we understand because she's Tamei, so she's in essence separate from her husband. Or if she refuses to drink the waters, so we also know there, if she can't drink the waters, we don't know what actually happened, so she's asur to eat truma. But what about the case where she ba ala b'derech? So the Mishnah, the Rashi rather, the last 10 narrow lines or so, she ba ala b'derech, the shuv, after that point, if that were to happen, ein hamayim bodkin osa, the water doesn't check her. We'll see later on. In order for the waters to work, the husband has to be clear of any sin as well. So the time when the husband is clean from any sin, that he was not with her, after which she was ushered to him. Then the woman will be this mesota will check her averos. But if ein ha'ish menuka me'avon, if the husband is not clear of any sin, then ein ha'mayim bodkin es ha'isha. So that seems to be a technical point in the way the Pesukim describe what's going on as to why the water won't check and why she would be usher in that case for eating truma. So the Gemara says, now Amar Rav Amar and Hamilsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes, these things Rav Sheshes had told us. V'anahar lan einayin mimasnisin, and I had opened their eyes up from the Mishnah, because it's Mamisha in Mishnah. He said this on his own, and I told him this was a Mishnah. What was he saying in particular? So let's see. So the Gemara says, he quotes the Mishnah, Mimasnisin Sota Sheyeshlo Eidim V'Medina Hayam, Medina Hayam, Eina Mayim Bodkinosa. If there's a Sota, a situation where he's bringing his wife to drink the Sota, and it happens to be Eidim overseas that saw she was Tameh, in that case the Mesota doesn't work. The Mesota only works if there's nobody in the world who knows what happened in that private room. Then the water checks. But if there's someone who knows, even though these Eidim may be far away, then the waters don't take effect. So what's going on here? How does this connect to what we're talking about? My time, the Gemara asks, firstly, why is this true? Why is it true that the Mesota won't work in such a situation? Damar Kar, the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, V'nistara v'hi nitama v'eid ein ba. She was in Stira someplace, and she had Tuma, and there was no aid. The Leka diyadaba, there was no aid that knew about it. Lafuke ha the ha ika the adaba, as opposed to a case where there were people who knew about it that were overseas, and then the mesota won't work when there's some adim in the world who knew about what went on. So that's what Rav Sheshes, that was the chiddush Rav Sheshes said, and it says Rav Amram va'anahar lan einayim and I had opened their eyes up. There's a mission that says the same idea, that if there are adim b'medinas hayam, then the adim the waters won't check. What's my raya from the Mishnah? The Katani, the Mishnah tells us, Ushabola Adim she tamea. The Adim came and testified that she was tamei in that room. So the Asa Adim Amas, when exactly did these Adim come? When did they show up? If the Edom came before she actually drank, Zonahi, she's a Zona. And therefore what? Says Rashi, look at Rashi, three wide lines down in the middle of the line there, he says Zonahi. So that's obvious. We don't need to teach me the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah was listing five cases when she can't eat Truma. The first case is if she says she's Tamei, so we trust her. The concept is Ashavia Nafshe. She says something about herself. Chatichas Nasa in the Nevela. She turns herself into a Chefsishal Isser. So we have to accept her words. So what about the case here of Edom coming? If they didn't come mamish before she drank the sota and say, you were Tamei, so she's a Zona. That's so obvious. The Mishnah doesn't have to teach me something so obvious. So it can't be where they showed up before they drank or she drank the sota. So when do the Edom show up? Ella. So, oh, Inema, the Mikami, this is Shezonahi. Ella, Levasar, the Shase, must be that the Edom showed up after she drank the waters. So let's understand this now. See, Amris, Bishma, Ein Hamayim, Botkinosa, Shapir. If we understand that the water does, you know, the water is supposed to kill her, supposed to make her stomach explode, so she's still alive when the Edom show up. So I understand everything. If Edom showed up after she drank the water and testified she was Tamei, I said, why didn't the water work? The water should have killed her. But because that's the cloud. The cloud is that the water doesn't work when there are Edom who saw. So the Edom showed up after the fact, and they understood now why the water didn't take effect. But Ela Iyamris Mayim Botkinosa, if the Edom, if the water rather, checks, even though there are Edom somewhere in the world, and the Edom show up, to Gully Milson, I'm afraid this saw the Shikuninu. So the fact that she did not explode tells us that the Edom are Sheker. Because had the Edom been Sheker, she should have already blown up already. So the fact that it didn't happen, we're not saying the Edom are Sheker. We trust the Edom even after they show up later on. So why didn't the water explode her? Because the water doesn't check when the Edom are somewhere in the world.
So doesn't this... I mean, though, isn't one of the points of the whole test was that now the husband feels that he can trust his wife and everything's fine and they go back, you know, living the way they used to live. So now you can say, well, he always, maybe in the back of his mind, there's an aide somewhere who never showed up and that's why he's still going.
That part of the Gemara is going to say that, if I remember correctly, that they're always going to say, oh, there's probably some aide somewhere else, exactly what you're saying. I think the Gemara is going to get to that in a little bit. So, okay, so but right now, what we're holding is that the Edom showed up afterwards. And Edom, we trust Edom, there's no reason not to trust them. So why didn't the water work? It must be that the water doesn't work when there are Edom somewhere in the world. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no. The Olam, a Malacha Mayim Botkinosa, really the water checks even in a situation where there are Edom somewhere in the world. The Ha Emar, the Zuchus Tolola. But it's the reason, maybe why the reason why she didn't explode and die right away, because maybe she had a certain zechus. She had a certain zechus. We'll see later on what the zechus exactly is through learning Torah, perhaps. But she had some level of zechus, and that's what allowed her to live a little bit longer. It's not always an immediate reaction where the mayim, she drinks a mesota and she explodes. If she has a certain zechus that she earned, she could have extended a few days before she actually dies. It could be weeks, it could be months, depending how great a zechus she is, and that's why it was delayed. So the Edom are really trusted, and the water works also, just give it some time. Because Gemara says now, I think it's a little tricky if I remember correctly, b'mai k'mithli, what's machlokas here? What's the machlokas here between Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef? So let's again say, Rav Sheshis says he has this cloud that water does not check when there are Edom. And Rav Yosef says that water does check when there are Edom. And then another seems to be another machlokas. So what's this machlokas about? Bimisnavna. What's Bimisnavna? So Rashi says Bimisnavna is the kamar lekaman gavi'isha shetal azuchus. So later on, we're going to see that if a woman gets a certain zechus, this is much later on, certain zechus, the reaction of the mesoda will be somewhat delayed. So what's the machlokas here? Bimisnavna. So it's about this zechus. What does bimisnavna literally mean, they say here?
Wasting away.
Wasting away. Sounds like a delay. This idea of whether the mesoda really gets delayed or not. So let's see. So it says the Gemara now, explaining this machlokas, Rav Yosef, I skipped a line here, the Rebbe, b'masnavna the Rebbe, the delay of Rebbe, meaning, the Mishnah says, the Tanan, the Mishnah from later on, Daf Chabez, Rebbe Omer, Zechus Tolo b'mayim hamarim, v'nu yoledes, v'nu mishabechas, el misnavna v'leches, l'sof shi meisa b'osa misa. So Rebbe understands that if the woman has a certain Zechus, So she's not going to get pregnant from that. One of the zechusim of a seichel, so if a woman going through this process and if she's innocent, she's zochah to become pregnant from that. And she's not going to become pregnant. At the same time, she's not going to, and Meshabecha, she's not going to get any better. El Misnavna Holecha, she's going to slowly deteriorate her situation, her state of being will slowly deteriorate. In the end, she's going to die from that drinking. But it's a slow process, like a poison almost. She drinks this poison, and it slowly affects her. It could be weeks, months, years, depending on how great the zechus is. So that's the machlokas. So meaning, Rav Sheshe, Savar, Bein L'Rebbe, Bein L'Rabbanan, Havi Masnavna. Rav Sheshe thinks, whether Rebbe, like we saw explicitly in the Mishnah, and even according to the Rabbanan, they hold of such a concept. And therefore what? So Rashi says, Rav Sheshe Savar, Lo Pliga Rabbanan Ola the Rebbe. Rabbanan don't argue, even though this Mishnah is being attributed to Rebbe, Rebbe is not the only one who says this. Even the Rabbanan agreed to Rebbe. Ella, Shesof Shehi Mesa Be'osa Misa Lachud. Ava B'mesnuva Lo Iplig D'chol Misha Zechus Tola Lo B'minavnehi. It's going to be a slow death. V'zuho V'lo Nisnavna Lo Tola Lo Zechus Ela Shehi Neruya Libadei Klal Mishim Edim. But this person, this woman, had no Zechus. So the only reason why she was delayed was because the Edim were somewhere overseas. So what's he saying then? We knew about this particular woman that she had no zechus, and therefore, since there was no reaction right away, it tells us that there must be Edim somewhere else. I guess when the Mesota takes effect, you'll see some immediate deterioration. Immediately, not a lot of it, but you'll see something changing about her. Now, this particular woman, there is no change. There's no deterioration in her situation. So we thought she was innocent. Then the Edom came and later on and showed us that she was Tameh, and that's why the Mesota didn't affect her, because the Edom were overseas. So that's how Rav Sheshe understands his machlokas. But everybody agrees that the situation of a person, a woman, has a zechus, it will deteriorate very slow. It will deteriorate right away, but it will go a very slow process. But according to Rav Yosef, the Gemara explains, according to Rav Yosef, he says, Savar, the Rebbe, he have a masnavna. Only Rebbe holds this concept of this slow deterioration. But according to the Rabbanan Lowi, they don't hold this. Lo have a masnavna. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, there should have been an immediate explosion. Or so either she dies right away or she lives. So in the situation where she lives, so how do we figure this out right now? Hold on. So Rav Yosef says, since she lived in this case, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Yosef Savar, Ru'uya libadeki. So really she's fit to being checked. And the Zechus told her, the Zechus is going to prevent her from being killed right away. So why was there no deterioration in her situation? Because her banan hole, that doesn't happen right away. The zechus means that she's going to explode in 10 years from now. But it's not going to be a slow process. Whenever the zechus is done, then there's a death, immediate death. But not a slow digression in her situation. So let's review this again, because it's a little confusing, as I said. So we had this case we were trying to prove, Rav Sheshe was trying to prove before. How are we doing with timing, by the way? Not great. Maybe we should go Viker then, because of the timing. Okay. The Gemara asks now, Mesiv Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Rav Shimon Omer ain't Zechus Tola b'mayim hamarim. Rav Shimon argues that the Zechus is not Tola in the Mayim hamarim, and even a situation where a person may have a woman might have a Zechus, it's not going to help. Vimata Omer Zechus Tola b'mayim hamarim, Madcha Okay, so what's going on here? Rabbi Shimon says it can't be. It can't be true that the Zechus is Tola. Why? Because if you say that the Zechus is going to be Tola, this is Harry's point in essence. If the Zechus is going to be Tola, it's going to be similar to the Edom question. But the Zechus is really going to hold back the onus from taking place. Everyone's going to say, that woman over there, she drank the mesoda, and she was tar. She had some zechus, but she really was tummy in that situation. Yeah, she's a nice woman. She learns a little bit. She does chesed, so she had some zechus. But the maestro, she was metame. So why didn't she die right away? Because all the zechus she had was keeping her alive for a little from some extra years. And that's going to be a terrible thing. It's going to be motzi laz on all those who drank the mesoda and were completely tahor and innocent. So the Gemara asks, based on this logic, Vim Isa, Yeshla Edim Bidinis Hayam, Nami Atamotzi Shem Ra'ah Taros. Shishasu. Now, if we're finding there's another reason why the May Sota won't work. One reason why the May Sota may not work is because she's a Zechus. And that's what Rabbi Shimon explicitly says. But there's another reason why the May Sota won't work. It's because if they're Edom overseas, and this is Harry's question. So if the woman's going to drink the water, and they're going to say, wait a second, maybe the water didn't affect her because maybe they're Edom overseas. V'hein Omrim Tameos Hayu. Other women are going to say, ah, that woman over there who drank, she's really tamay. There must be Edom overseas, and that's why the water didn't take effect. The fact that the Brisa didn't say that tells us that it's not true. That Edom overseas will not prevent the water from working. The water works even though there are Edom. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said that. That should be another concern of people. Ah, why didn't the water work? Because there must be Edom overseas. Since I didn't say this, tells me that if even though there are Edom overseas, it won't prevent the water from working. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon Kamras, you're saying this within the world of Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon, midas zechus lo talyo, edem nami lo talyo. Now, only in the world of Rabbi Shimon, just like he holds that the zechus of a woman does not prevent the mesota working, the mesota works no matter what's in the way, so too he holds that edem won't prevent it either. Rabbi Shimon in particular thinks that the mesota are going to work no matter what is in the way. But according to what we hold, that we passing that a zechus will be tola, will delay the mesota, we could also hold that if there are Edom overseas, that will also prevent the mesota from taking effect. Says the Gemara, the last line now, of the Amud, Mesa Rav. Rav asks the question, the Elu Shemin Chosem Nisrafos, the situations where it's a mintachas kinel. So if you look at the bottom line, Rashi just tells us the background here. He says, Shemin Chosem Nisrafos, Minachos Kinos Shela, the mintachas kinos that she brings. Asiris Ha'efa is made from a certain measurement of kemach, a flour, sorum, a barley flour. Nisrafos Lamata El Beis Adeshin, the certain situations where we have to take the flour offering that she's about to bring and we have to burn it at the bottom. The certain situations where we're kind of in a limbo state, where we can't be makriv the carbon anymore, but at the same time it's too late, we can't be poded either, so we just are burning it. Okay, that's a situation. When does this happen? The following are situations of cases where we burn the mincha, we can't offer it as a carbon, nor can we pod it. If she says, Tamei ani, I'm tamei, I was tamei before. And then it says, V'shabola Edom shehi tamei. And then Edom come and say that she was tamei as well. So, Da'asu Edom emas, where I want to know, when do the Edom show up? Ilema makame de diktosh tipek l'chulun. If the Edom came before the Merkadesh, the flour, the way it works is they would collect some barley flour, put it into a klisharis, and when they place in the klisharis is going to be makdashit, it's the davarship kedusha. Once the davarship kedusha, you can no longer be potet. So the Edom came right in the beginning, before they ever took the flour and put it into the klisharis, that makdash in the klisharis was betalos, and it won't be kadosh. So certainly you could redeem it. Then nothing happened if the Edom came right in the beginning. They put in the flour incorrectly, that would be fine. So Ella, it must be that the Edom came lebasa de kadosh, they took the flour from the barley, they placed it into the klisharis, and now it's kedusha. And then Edom show up. So what's the halacha? See, Amr's Bishlam Amayim Botkino. So if we understand that water checks her, Alma Bas Mikadesh Umikarivhi, then the, even though if we hold again, if that the water checks her, even if there are Edom, so we understand that it makes sense since Edom didn't show up yet, that she can be Mikadesh, the flowers are going to be Davarship Kedusha now in the Klisharis. And we're able to be Mikarivit, because the Edom hasn't showed up yet, so we could continue to go through the process. The fact there are Edom somewhere doesn't prevent the process from going on. So if you assume that the process works, even though they're Edom, this all makes sense. This is Kedusha. We're about to be Makriv the carbon. The Chikadosh Mikara, when we were Makdish the flower in the beginning, from the outset, Shaper Kadosh, it was a good Kedusha. Umishimhachi, Minchas and Nisrefes. And that's why now the Edom show up, so there's no need to go through the process anymore, because we know the results that she was Tameh. But at the same time, the flower is Kadosh, so we have to burn it. You can't just take it out to chulun. You have to do something with it. You have to burn it. Be'eli amrs ein hamayim botkino. So if you assume that if there are Edom somewhere in the world, then the waters don't work. It doesn't check anymore. Tigali milsul mafrei. Now it should tell us retroactively. The chikadish mekar. When you initially were makdish the flower, the klisharis betalos kadish was with a mistake, and therefore v'tei begle the chulun should go out the chulun. It shouldn't have been a kedusha in the first place. Ah, we didn't know about it. But now that we know about it, L'mafreya, it should tell us that the Kedusha initially was incorrect, and it should be Chulun. So this seems to be an interesting raya, that if there are Edim, some in the world, it does not prevent the Mesota. One could go through the process, and should go through the process of Mesota, as long as the Edim show up. Once Edim show up, then you have to stop everything in the middle. That's the raya, that water checks, even though there are Edim. So the response is, the Amar of Yehuda, mi diskarta kigon shezinza bazara, dichi kadosh mi karasha pekadosh. Interesting case. Unclear how this is going to actually happen. But in the beginning, when they were makdish the flower, nothing took place. She wasn't mezana at all. Somehow, after they already placed the flower in the klisharis, she's mezana in the azara with somebody. And at that point, she became now there were edim suddenly. But initially, it was done by kedusha. And there were no edim, there was no zanus yet.
They put it in before. They put the flower in before.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Before, why not?
Before she did any snus.
Yeah, there was already kinoy and stira elsewhere.
And the man. Mm-hmm.
And then they klisharis. And then somehow the husband, the other man snuck into the azara, and they were mezana with each other after they already makdish the flower. So at the point, the kedusha was a good kedusha. Nothing took place. Now she's mezana. The edim show up and said, "Well, she was just tamei right now. Just 2 seconds ago, she became tamei." So then we have to end the process. She's going to get killed, and we're going to burn the mincha. So Gemara asks, "Maskev la Rav Misharshiv, halo pirchei kuna milavinosa shezinsa milavinosa." Wait a second. Doesn't make any sense. Isn't she being escorted by the kohanim to make sure nothing takes place? How could this ever happen? The Gemara says, Shezinsa mi pirchei kuna atzman. No, it's the pirchei kuna. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tamin that pirchei kuna were the younger kohanim. So one of the younger kohanim were the ones responsible for escorting her. She was mezana with one of them.
And that was the guy she was warned about?
Very good question. So it's possible. I was thinking about the same thing. It's possible she was tamei with another man. So she's still, the mesota may not work, even though it wasn't the particular man she was with. If it was another man, it might still prevent it from happening. Let's see.
There's no point of the water anymore. There's no point because she's a zona.
Well, either way, she's a zona, right. Either way. Okay, now the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Kigon Shenitzchal LeNekeva. So Datu Pirchei Kuna BeKipa Talala. She had to use the bathroom, and do the Pirchei Kuna? Do you have to hold on to her hat, when she goes to the bathroom? Certainly not. They give her privacy when she was going to the bathroom. So then this just happened, but this all happened after they already were makdish the flower in the klisharis. The Gemara now says, "Repapa Amar Liolam Kedamrina Meikara." Really, what we said initially, that was that the Kohanim came after the fact. The Kohanim existed; they knew she was Mizana beforehand. We didn't know about it. We were Makdish the flower. Then the Edom showed up. She was Mizana. So initially, we said the initial kedusha shouldn't have been chal because it's betos. The fact we say the kedusha goes on must be that the water checks, even though they're Edom. So if Papa says no, Liolam Kedamrina Meikara. Really, in the beginning, like we said initially. Would the commerce typically chulin? So shouldn't it go out to chulin? If the edim always existed, we just didn't know about it. Now it should be megal mafreya that when we makdish the flower, it should be batalis and it should go to chulin. To let it go to chulin, why burn it? The Gemara says you're right. It really should go to chulin. It was the batalis in the beginning, but midirabanan gezeir shema yomru motzin miklisharis lechol. There's a concern. The Gemara has this in a number of places. That person is going to witness what's going on and say, wait a second, we're taking the flour that was placed in the klisharis and now we're taking it out to use to cook my Shabbos meal? That's going from Kedusha to Chulun. And they're not going to realize it's because this initial Kedusha was incorrect because she was Mizan in the first place. So less that to prevent that from ever happening, they want to be Machmer anyways and burn the flour just to be safe. So people shouldn't get that false impression. So Meiser of Meri, Meri asks, Nitmeis minchasa achel kacha b'kli, if the minchasa becomes tame before it enters the kli, harehi kechol minachos v'tipade. It's like any other mincha. Right, so just Rashi explains here. Right. The way the mincha, you have the flour, but before you place the flour in the kli sharis, so it's not kadosh yet. I've designated this as the flour that I'm going to use, but as long as I didn't place this in the kli sharis, it's still considered chulin. And therefore, if it became tameh, then you could just simply redeem them. Okay. So what's the question here? So again, Mesa Rav Meri, Nit Mes Mincha Sachala Nikacha, if she became Tameh, if the Mincha became Tameh, the Mincha became Tameh, Atla Kacha Bakli, before it was Kadosh, Harehiki Chol Minachos Vitibada Mishik, and it could go get redeemed. But Mishik Kitcha Bakli, once you place the flower in the Klisharis, Harehiki Chol Minachos Vitishraf, now it becomes like the other Minachos, and if it were to become Tameh, you have to burn it. Let's say Kadosh Vahakomets. So let's say, the halacha is after you place a flower in the klisharis, you have to do a kmitza. Kmitza is you take your three middle fingers, you scoop up the flower, you clean off the top and the bottom, you've done a kmitza. So after you've done the kmitza, so kadosh hakometz, now the kometz did his job, for hispik lihakrivo, and he's not able to be makriv the kmitza, that he has a flower in his hand now, he's not able to, achemesu, o shemesi, and before he's able to makriv it, the husband or the wife dies. Halacha is, harehi gichol minachos v'tisarif. Like any other mincha, if this were to happen, if the Baal, the owner of the mincha, were to die before he's makrivit, you take the mincha, you take the flour in the kohen's hand, and you put it in the fire and it burns. Let's say hakarav hakometz, you bring the kometz, you actually were makrivit on the mizbech. V'hispik lechol shirayin, the halacha is now the remaining flour. Again, I have the klisharis, the process, there's four stages. Five, but the four major stages is you place it into the klisharis. Then there's a kmita done. Kmita is walked over to the carpet, the mizbeach, you pour it in the flour, onto the fire rather. Then the shirayin, the leftover food, is left to be eaten. It's given to the kohanim to eat. So what happens here is, let's say the karav hakometz, you were makriv the kometz onto the fire, on the mizbeach. Lohispik lechel shirayim ad shemesu ad shemesahi. And there was no chance to eat the remaining flour in the klisharis until he or she died. Harehi kichol menachos v'tochal. Then the halacha here is, like any other mincha, that if the hakrava was done, you're allowed to eat the remaining food, the remaining flour. Shal safek basa mitchila. Because it came under a safek in the first place. And therefore what? What's the relevance of the safek? I'm not quite getting this. But the idea is that the reason why we brought in the first place the whole carbon here was a safek, because we weren't really sure what was going to be the result of the sota. The sota could have been she was innocent, it could have been that she was guilty. So not really sure in the first place. So kipra sveka, so now the safek is no longer there, but halchala, and she goes off on her way. So nothing has changed now. Even though he or she died, one of them changed, we did everything we needed to do with respect to the mincha, and one's allowed to eat the mincha. Now, let's say the case is, again, shal safek bas mitchila, kipra v'sveika, the safek is no longer present, v'hal chala, because since the husband died, there's no need for a safek anymore, but you played the role of the, you did whatever you needed to do to the mincha. Now, the next case is, let's say, Ba'ola Edim, she tameh. Let's say Edim show up and say that she's tameh. The halacha is, Mincha nisrefes. The mincha is going to be burned. At what stage? Right, it's going on in the beginning, says Rashi. Before they were makhtir, before they ever brought the mincha onto the mizbeach, the moment they placed the mincha into the klisharis, it's kedusha. And then what turns out, Edim come and show up and say that she was tameh, we have to burn the mincha. Nimse Edim is Edeha zomimim. Mincha sachulin. Let's say it turns out those edim were actually zomimim. Which edim? Says Rashi, the edim stirasa, the edim who testified that she was in stira. It turns out they were edim zomimim. Other edim said, "Wait a second, you couldn't have witnessed that. You were with us across the world, somewhere else at that time, and you're edim zomimim." So what happened in that case? Then the mincha sachulin. The mincha becomes a chulin because it was a whole mistake in the first place. It was all sheker. So Gemara says, Edim is, so what's the kasha? This, I think, is the end of the kasha here. So we see from all this, though, if there was a mistake, when we initially made the Kedusha, the Kli Sharis, we placed the Mincha in the Kli Sharis, initially, we said before that even though really if it's Batalos, the Kedusha is Chula now. And the only reason why we said you have to be Poda was simply as a Gezerah, so people shouldn't think you go from Kedusha to Chulun. But it really was Chulun in the first place. Now this case, where we're saying, if they're Edim Zomim, we say that the Mincha is completely Chulun now. Shouldn't we say you should do a Pidyon just to Midir Banan? Just so people shouldn't think otherwise? How can we simply say that the Mincha becomes Mamish Chulun? We should have to do a Pidyon Midir Banan. So the Gemara says, no, this case is Zomim commerce. You're talking about a case of Edim Zomim. The reason why there was a whole mistake in the first place, because they're Edim Zomim. When there's a case of Edim Zomim Kali Islehu, there's a Kala. Everyone knows about the Edim Zomim. It becomes a whole big event. So everybody knows that this situation, the reason why they're able to take the Mincha and use it for Chulun is because there's Edim Zomim. Everyone hears about that. That's front page of the New York Times, that case. So there's no need to explain anything any further. In another situation where it's not as well known, so the Kohen when the Beis Hamikdash are going to see that on the one hand the flour was being used in the Kli Sharis and it was Kadosh, and then they start using it for Chulin and there's no Pidyon, that's the only situation we have to be concerned of. Let's take it to the top of Zion. We still have a few minutes. Everyone's coming in. We still have 5 minutes.
They keep talking about Edim. Why don't they talk about even one aid?
One aid.
She doesn't drink.
One aid, we said. One aid, cause we have her drink on one aid. The aid, we said aid in ba. You know, you're right, we do, you're right. If it's one aid, it's a good question. Very good question, actually. Why do we keep saying aidim? We said before in the beginning, if there's one aid, she doesn't drink and she's tamer. I don't know. Maybe I would say...
Out of habit.
Habit, right. Should love daf, inachanami, aidachar would work also. Maybe, that's probably the simple answer. The Gemara says, now, Tani Kavasi the Rosheshes, there's a Bryce that supports the opinion of Rosheshes. Rosheshes above had told us, we're going back to Rosheshes from much earlier, he holds that the Edom, if there are Edom somewhere in Medina Sayam, then the water will not check it. So, V'lam Metame, but not for the same reason as Rosheshes. So, what's this Bryce? Tahora, if she's Tahora, then she's, what's the Pasuk here? V'imlo Nitmes, the Pasuk says, if she wasn't Tame Ha'isha, Utora he and she's Tara v'niksa v'nizra zera and she becomes clean. So Tahora v'lo sheish le'edim, she has to be Tahora and there can't be any edim. But didn't say yam. V'tora she has to be Tara v'lo shetalsa v'lo zuchus. That she's Tara and there's no zuchus holding. He has to be her v'lo sheyisu v'itnu ba muzaris b'levana. Let's look at some of the Rashi's down here. It's actually getting late. Make sure we stop here and our own do that. Maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's not rush it. Pick up tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach to you.